Hopefully, this is the last time you hear this ad, because with Chime Checking Account, features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and getting paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit, you can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade to spend more time listening to your favorite podcasts, or at least grab yourself an extra morning latte this month. Join millions of Chime members who work on their financial progress with fee-free overdraft and no monthly fees. When you find new ways to save, you can reach your financial goals easier and still have the occasional treat. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi and welcome. I'm Joko, and joining with me always is the lovely Haley.
Hi everyone.
This is the Anna Munchies podcast, where we talk about life and especially food here in Southern California, from LA to San Diego and in between. Then we flip on that nerd switch, talk about anime, gaming, and as always, Haley's specialty, K-pop.
K-pop.
So thank you again for joining us. Actually, did you know that this is our episode 10?
I didn't.
Congrats, we made it to 10.
Wow, we made it to 10 episodes.
Stuck with it. Stuck with it better than I stuck with my diet.
Good job, me.
And so it's a cool milestone. I think we've actually been doing it this long now. Just keep at it. So hopefully, you know, if you have anything to say, just feel free to drop a line, animemunchiesla@gmail.com. For any stories, any questions that you want us to kind of go over, like with topics, and you know, we'll do that. So we could keep this going. Mm-hmm. And our first, and as always, our favorite topic, one of our favorite topics, food. And we have a sweet spot that we're going to be covering today, and it's dangerously 10 minutes from our house.
It's very close by.
And if you're an ice cream lover like us, you'll definitely love Wonderlust. Mm-hmm. Wonderlust is such a good ice cream spot. It's actually one of the, I feel like it's one of the first ones where they have a lot of international and unique
flavors.
Yes. Yeah. It's, I believe it's Filipino owned. Yeah. So they also they have a month where they have like all these really cool Filipino flavors.
Yeah.
Like sapin, like. All these, like, hollow,
yeah,
I don't know what other,
Bukopandan,
Tres Leches.
Sansreval?
Sansreval is like this really buttery, yummy, like dessert. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So they do that, and they have like a lot of, like, I think their theme for their ice cream shop, the quality is excellent.
Right.
Like, you could tell, like, the quality and like the ingredients they use is super, super high quality, yes. Super creamy, like the ice cream.
So good.
It's so good. They have like specialty cones too, like an ube cone.
And
they have a pandan cone. So the ube cone is purple, yeah. Pandan is green. Then they have a regular, like, vanilla cone.
Yeah. Isn't the pandan one, it's vegan too, right?
Oh yeah, the vegan one. They have vegan options. Mm-hmm. And some of their vegan options, aside from just the pandan cone, like the ice cream itself,
is vegan,
and you can't even tell it's vegan.
Because some of the my favorite ones are actually vegan.
Right. Like that, that chocolate one. I forgot what the
Also, what was that? The Thai... Oh, sticky rice? Mango sticky rice.
The mango... Yeah, see? So they have like we were saying, like there's different nationalities and of ice cream that they represent. That's what they like. That's why it's called Wanderlust.
Because you're like traveling around the world, tasting different flavors in
through
ice cream.
Their ice cream.
Yeah.
And ice cream. And then like Haley said, mango sticky rice, and it's completely vegan. And yeah, you'd be surprised.
It tastes like, so good.
You're like, this is vegan.
Favorite flavors.
And yeah, so we take our vegan friend there too, and mm-hmm. you know he always has he can get a lot of different
flavors there for vegans.
And I think what they use instead is coconut milk.
Yeah.
Is like the main ingredient that they use to make it still like very creamy, mm-hmm. very rich. And I don't know what else they do though, but they do, it's like so good. Like yeah, I can't recommend it
enough.
It's
probably like one of my favorite ice cream spots.
If not like yeah. my favorite, like in general.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's so close to our house because it's the first and main one is located here in Encino. Mm-hmm. They branched out. I don't even know where their other locations are. I think there's one
Pasadena,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And there might be one maybe like around like an actual like LA, maybe like yeah. West LA.
They have a lot of like different locations.
Venice,
I think.
But yeah, Wanderlust. Oh, so good. The variety of flavors. And it's not just even Asian flavors because they do have a Japanese Neapolitan.
Yeah,
and all these,
they have matcha. Like not even black just sesame,
right? But it's like together, mixed
yeah,
together.
Because
it's
like a
not,
swirl.
It's not like the way I feel like you're like saying is like, oh, they have a black sesame and they have matcha. No, they're like because there's
like
a lot
together.
Of places that do that, but theirs is
like a
Neapolitan to another
thing.
Level
yeah.
of it's not just your typical like you because there's unique ice cream flavors that yeah. other shops and people have, but theirs is like they do a good job of creativity like wise.
Yeah,
they. Take it to a different level. You know, I can't think of the specific ones, but there's so many.
You know
though.
The one that everybody went crazy about that was like sold out all the time and they had huge lines? The White Rabbit.
Oh yeah, White
Cream.
They did like the White Rabbit ice cream.
Yeah,
like you know that White Rabbit, candy. Like the Asian Chinese, is it Chinese
yeah.
or Taiwanese like candy?
Yeah, the one where you has like that rice paper around it. And I remember like as a kid, I would always be like, am I supposed to eat this?
Right.
Like the paper, but yeah.
It's like my favorite part because I'm like, oh, I'm eating paper.
Yeah.
And but I mean that was one of them. But they have like I said, it's just so and it they change it so often. Their
yeah,
menu
like monthly
changes
they have
it,
flavors.
Like because it's based off like seasonal, like
yeah.
So
they'll have one
things
for,
going
like,
on
Japan, like if it's like springtime, and then like this Filipino Heritage Month, they'll have like
because they have
month.
Also like Vietnamese iced tea, and then, like I said, away from Asian countries, they have a lot of other ones. I can't even.
Right,
think of it right now. There's like
so
German
many.
Stuff, like especially like Belgium.
Oh, yeah, they have the Kinder Surprise one.
See, Kinder like, Surprise.
Yeah.
Oh,
Nutella.
And then one of the interesting ones that they had was the salted duck egg.
Oh yeah.
It was actually really, really good. Really, really,
I mean,
really
he
good.
Liked it.
It was
I
like
egg,
more surprising than
know.
I expected. Yeah, it's like kind of maybe yeah. like a mental thing. And one of the more popular ones that they have year round is their smoked or like. Sometimes it's not smoked, but they're Thai tea ice cream.
Yeah, and then the ube malted crunch.
So yeah. If you know, like, if you like thrifty ice cream and you know that malted crunch, what we're talking about, like the chocolate malted crunch, which is still one of the best thrifty like ice creams ever.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can even find it anywhere. So like Rite Aid thrifty is like the only place you get it. They have a ube version, ube malted crunch, and that's actually I think one of their top sellers.
Yeah, they also have sorbets too.
Yeah, they have like sorbets that are really
that
good
one,
too.
The Ramune one.
Oh, see, they
it
had like a Ramune
blue.
Sorbet. Yeah, see, like, that's why it's just, you know, their menu,
it's so extensive
because they change it so often.
They're coming up with like new flavors, I feel like, every month.
Yeah, so it's always like a nice surprise to always go there. That's like why they do so well. They always have people coming
and,
back
like
us.
I feel like every single flavor that they do, it's not. They never miss
it's
on
like
it.
You're not disappointed
yeah.
like even if you want to try something and it's not like what you thought it was, it's not in a bad way.
No.
It's like, oh, I know for next time, you know, maybe I might not want this, I want to try something else.
Yeah. And then you can always ask them to try the flavor too.
I don't think you can right now.
No, you can
during the
but they give
COVID?
You like yeah remember when we went they gave us like those disposable spoons.
Oh, okay. I thought they weren't anymore.
They did.
I don't think so. It depends. You can ask, though.
Wait, I don't know about now, but I remember the last time we went, we got to try it still.
Okay. I remember we weren't, and then we had to just order.
Oh.
They're like, oh, like you have to order, or you can only buy pints.
Oh,
like
yeah,
first time.
Mind.
Haley, it's weird because Haley apparently has really good memory when it comes to being mad at me and then remembering, like, oh, it's your turn to do this, or like, oh, why didn't you do this? And then for some reason, when it comes to stuff like this, it's like the other way around. I don't know why. Maybe I don't know.
She
has selective memory.
I do have selective memory.
This is definitely a Haley thing. She remembers what she wants to remember so she could get mad at me.
He always says that I implant memories.
It's obvious. It's just, I'm growing stronger. I'm getting more stronger and more powerful that I'm able to remember stuff more than she can. So I could use it to defend myself. Not against her, just to defend myself. But yeah, they're not doing it right now because it's still kind of like they don't want to give spoons and, you know, hand stuff out to other people. There was a time where they were like, even like deep during quarantine and COVID, you can only purchase pints from them. They have pints, so they have a freezer and you can order pints. I heard you could even order it around the US sometimes now. I think they're like, if you check out Wanderlust's website, I don't know what it is, probably just Google up Wanderlust ice cream. You could order stuff too, because I think they do delivery also. Oh, one of the ones that sold out a lot was the milk tea boba. The boba milk tea flavor that they had. That one was like, we didn't even get to try because when we went to the shop, it's always sold out too.
Yeah.
And yeah, so right now I think they might be serving on cones again. But if you're in the area, if you're in LA area, just Google Maps or Yelp up a Wanderlust. Mm-hmm. There's going to be one that you could definitely hit up. And it's so good. Especially like during the summer, during springtime, even fall, hell, even winter.
You know,
I'll eat it anytime. I don't give a shit.
All year round, he'll eat ice cream.
Yeah, so
even though it's freezing cold.
Check it out. Wanderlust, can't highly recommend it enough. They have a nice thing where it's called like the tasting trio. You could get like the three small like three on your cone, smaller scoops, but like so you could try more different flavors because that's the main thing. You want to try all the different stuff that they have, and. You can also get half scoops, I believe, too. Yes. You just have to ask for it. It's not on the menu.
So they have like a flight as well.
Yeah, they also have this crazy thing called the flight. And it's like, I forgot, like $50, $60. I don't know if they still have it, but if they still do, it's like, yeah, a flight of like
all their different flavors
on tiny cones. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And we haven't bought it, but I'm surprised we haven't bought it yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. The trio at least. So you can kind of have an idea, get roughly what you want to get, mm-hmm. and know what you want for next time, because it won't be the last time you're going to be there.
Yeah.
All your ice cream lovers out there, which should be everyone. No no excuses. They have vegan ice cream. So
yeah, because
no
if excuses. You're lactose intolerant, you can eat it still, right?
Yep. Oh, God. Okay, so we know where we have to go again later this week when we go out. So to get away from this, because we need to, because I'm starting to drool if we keep talking about this. Kind of time to get into Haley's specialty, K-pop. So this time we're kind of talking about a new group that came out, and
a new group that came out last year
because of a reality series where they kind of picked and, you know, had the viewers like us help pick and choose who we wanted, and that, you know, it's like one of those elimination things.
Yeah.
So we helped create.
Is it similar to kind of like American Idol, but as a group?
But as a group.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's because like, it's like Day 26. I don't know if you know that one. It's like an R&B. They kind of did that same thing, but it's K-pop.
But basically, you get to vote.
It's called In Hyphen. First of all,
no, Island.
Oh, the show. But I meant talking about the group. The group is called In Hyphen.
Yeah, but that's
the group that's out right now. They even had like some of their first own like performances. Like
they already released performances an album. Recently. They already got awards. They already
In Hyphen.
They even had like an online concert like yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they just had like concerts and
they're
stuff
doing really, really well. You want to know the main reason why? Because they're under Big Hit, which is the same entertainment company as BTS.
BTS, yep. BTS and Big Hit knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, good.
They're killing
they're
it.
They're still
already.
Doing it.
They're like such a rookie group still, but.
It's Big Hit in another company, right? Like they share. It's like, and Hyphen's interesting because it's like a shared group.
Pledis Entertainment, I think.
It's interesting.
Yeah, they like joined together.
And like a Big Hit. Yeah. Obtaining assets.
Yeah. They're
trying to get.
They're getting.
Have a monopoly over the K-pop world.
Everyone is going to be underneath Big Hit pretty soon. I feel. Don't they have like YG already too?
Yeah, they're friends with YG, or they have partnerships with them already.
Yeah. So Island.
Island is the actual series, like the show that.
Hyphen. Land. Get it.
I land. Got it.
Yeah. So, actually, this is another one that Brittany had recommended for us to watch. She, like, literally had to push us to watch it because she's like, please, you have to watch this. You have to watch this, please. And I was
there's
like,
a trend going on here with this Brittany person.
She's my best friend, so we talk a lot. We talk every day. But anyway, so she's like, you have to watch this show because, like, it's going to be Big Hit's new group for, you know, when...
The inevitable happens with the BTS. Inevitable happens
when BTS, you know, because they're getting older, too.
It's called aging.
Yeah, getting older and they have to go to the military eventually.
Right.
But, yeah, so she's like, you have to... And, like, these members that they got on Island, or, like, the... contestants, I guess they're called, kind of
technically, yeah, contestants and coming into it.
How many were there in the beginning?
I don't know. There's a lot, and there's definitely not a lot at the end of it.
Can't remember.
I don't know, 30 maybe more.
No, less than that. I think 20, like maybe 20 more. So there was like around 20 people that got brought in to compete, basically.
And it's not just random people. These are recommended people, I think, or like, you know, they've been in their training already. Yeah. Like they Bang were trainees.
Is the one that owns Big Hit. He worked together with like some other producers and stuff to choose like who they're gonna bring in.
Right. The and then from that big group, you know, these people, they're like kids. I'm gonna say kids because they're basically kids.
The youngest was like 14.
Yeah. So
and the oldest is only 20.
Yeah. And that he was the only one that was 20. Like, everyone 21. Else was, like, 18 and 16.
Yeah.
If anything.
For K-pop, they start off young. You have to have them young.
Right.
Because they go through many years of training before they can actually, like, debut.
Because by the time they debut, it's, like, it could be, like, 4 years later.
Yeah. But the thing with a lot of the members that were on this show, they already had prior training.
Right. Like, they're all trainees already. They're already like, trainees, K-pop trainees.
Under, like, different entertainment companies and stuff like that. But yeah, and
so it was an elimination thing that involved, you know, the judges on the actual show, but also they had the inclusion of votes from actual viewers and fans.
That was later on in the show. So like, I guess the initial one where they got it down to nine contestants, mm-hmm. It was always the judges. So they had like three judges who are also like singers, songwriters, and
dancers,
producers.
Like big people in the industry,
like
basically.
Rain. I'm sure a lot of people know Rain. He was from Ninja Assassin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But he's actually
but
he was
a K-pop
star
as
before,
well,
like a movie star.
Yeah. So they had them on the show. So, like, initially those were the judges, and then they chose which members that they wanted to be in the final nine, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then it would come to the viewers that they were given an option, similar to American Idol, where you'd have to like text in who you want
right.
to keep.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, who you want to keep
well,
for
like,
the next week.
And it's actually like on a website, too. That's why they were able to have even international viewers such as
yeah,
ourselves.
Yeah, that's why they're like including we could, global. Or
yeah, it was a global vote. So it was cool because it wasn't just in Asia or right. Korea specifically.
I think that's what got them a lot of fans globally already was because of that. He's
they
so
know.
Smart.
They know. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Super
they know what
smart.
They're doing.
So, like, before this group even debuted, they already had a fan base. They already had fans. They already had people that, you know, loved like, specific members.
They had biases.
Yeah,
you know,
I had a
that.
Bias already before they even, like...
Right. Before we even knew who
knew
for
who
sure
was
going to
be
in the group.
That, yeah. So. Me and him, like, had specific members that we had already liked. And that's what made it, like, exciting each week to watch because you don't know who's going to get voted off.
I was like, Jay better be in that.
Yeah, Jay!
Yeah, so he made it.
He made it, but there was like another member that we really liked. He didn't make
it. Not even like, yeah, like it was a big conspiracy and like all this stuff. K, right?
Yes.
K is the other one. And then he's from Japan.
He's
actually
Japanese.
But what they ended up doing was
they made
like
a Japanese group,
like a
J-pop
group. Yeah.
Yeah, with.
Then they used him. So, I mean, at least he's doing something.
Yeah.
So. I was going to say that it was just really interesting to see how the whole process worked. It's really like. Dang, like
it's intense. They go through training, so like they have to do. So, for some of the episodes, they actually did BTS songs,
right?
So they had to do the singing, the choreo, and then like they were split up into groups depending on like wasn't it like each member that like the leader had to like choose
something
who
like
they
that.
Wanted to be on their team. Remember?
I don't remember the details.
It's been a while since we watched it, but yeah, and then. then randomly they're given like a BTS song, and then they'll spend like a week or something.
Yeah, it's like a weekly thing. Then they have to perform it after.
They don't have anyone teaching them either. They have to learn through like a video. They just given a video.
That's insane.
They're so talented, and like, they're so young.
Yeah, that's the thing too, because they're so young. So obviously, it's kind of, you know, there's people gonna butt heads. There's gonna be, you know, there's drama.
Yeah, there's drama.
That's another reason why they did this. Because
I'm just remembering poor Jay. Remember, like every time he wanted to be picked to do like verse one,
or like the certain specific part.
Yeah, for each the singing, like he wanted to be the main singer, and like the other members had to vote, and they were like voting for someone else, and like every time he'd be like.
The camera zooms in on him and he looks sad. Like, it's hilarious.
Be super sad. But he was like one of my favorites because I feel like he was so real.
Yeah, he kept it real.
Yeah, kept it real for sure. But he's part of the group now. There's seven members also.
Yeah. So when they debuted and, you know, the final people were chosen, they also, that's when they first found out the group name, because they had no idea. It's just so far everyone's Island.
Yeah, ooh. Island.
And they came up with N hyphen.
N hyphen.
E N. H-Y-P-H-E-N.
No, not even an H. P-E-N in hypen.
Oh, hypen.
Yeah. I know. I was so confused with hypen. Too. In hypen. Yeah.
Right.
I know. Yep. It means like a joining thing, because you know how a hyphen like joins two words together. So it's like joining them as a group with their fans.
Yeah. They always try to find some type of like some kind of shit to like make it connect or like something meaningful and deep.
And then I think their fandom name is Engine, but it's not spelt Engine, it's spelled like N-gene. So like the genes, like the genetics of DNA will like, because they're all brought together kind of thing. But then Engine, because the fandom is the one that keeps them going, like an engine of a car. Yes.
Oh boy.
It's very deep. But there you go.
I have no words. I have just facial expressions.
That's K-pop for you.
But I guess they're doing well.
Yeah.
They have a good, they already had a good following, like Haley said, like before they even debuted. And genius.
Yeah, big hit, knows what they're doing.
That's all I can say. They do a good job of promoting their artists and their groups.
So like, I mean, like for new K-pop fans or like anyone that wants to see how like a specific process is of like how they choose members of a group, I really recommend Island.
It gives you definitely a better idea.
Really good.
I'm sure that's not exactly how it is, like for behind the scenes and what goes by, but at least you kind of have an idea, like the type of talent and the type of people that they choose coming into it, because they're like, they look like kids, and then, you know, like whatever when you first see them, but then as you kind of see them progress, and even like when they like introduce themselves, you can already kind of
see who
has the talent, who's the people who actually have to work harder for it. Because Jin is one of those people who worked hard to get to Jin where he is, BTS, especially with dancing. Yeah, Jin from BTS. But then there's also people who are naturally talented. Just like Jungkook is talented with everything.
Who was it? It was Nicki, I think, the one in
Yeah, like, and he's from Japan.
Yeah, he could pick up the dance moves so quickly.
He's one of the really young ones, too.
Yeah, he's the youngest, actually.
Yeah, so, no, the other kid that everyone likes, the Cheeks. I forgot his name.
The one that's not.
Isn't he from? Look, they had him for the Japanese group with K.
Oh, Taki.
Yeah. So
well, he's not part of it. N-hyphen.
Yeah. So, but that's what I was saying. I think he's the youngest.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they have people who are specifically better at like choreo or better at singing, and you kind of see, you get to see all the differences between everyone. It's almost like, you know, BTS, when you start watching their other regular series, you kind of get to know how they are, who they are, and you know, whose strengths and weaknesses, like, and they cover each other for those specific, you know, weaknesses or strengths that they have, you know?
Yeah.
So, Island, Haley recommends it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mind it.
He initially didn't want to watch it because I told Brittany, I was like, okay, well, I'll watch it. I don't know if it's something that will interest Joko, but when he saw me watching it, he got sucked in.
It's just like Terrace House. Yeah. I got sucked into that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't as sucked in compared to Terrace House, but
that's
a different story. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll talk about Terrace House one day.
Oh, that's true.
But yeah, Island was pretty cool, and in hyphen. So check them out if you haven't. Mm-hmm. They have a couple good songs that are pretty cool too.
Yeah.
And that's K-pop for today. Mm-hmm. Next is, come on, Haley. You know, you should know the order of everything. Good job. Yes. You know, you've been listening. You know what's going on.
Oh, sorry.
So gaming today is actually, we have a few things in front of us if you're watching the video.
Mm-hmm.
it's from one of our favorite animes also, One Piece. It's just a quick game on that we played for, like, I played a lot of these games. It's called, if you've heard of Dynasty Warriors, it's like a big hack and slash game. It's super fun though. It's just like not as much thinking and it's more action.
It's just like mob, like attacking like, these mob people like, all the time.
You're like one character and you attack like hundreds of mobs of characters and it's awesome.
It's chaotic.
And the original series is Dynasty Warriors, so it's like more like in like Japan eras and like samurai. Mm. But they have they have like different versions of that. And one of them is One Piece Pirate Warriors. The most recent one in the series, One Piece Pirate Warriors 4. Mm. I got that for the Nintendo Switch. So much fun because you could play all your favorite, like literally, it feels like almost every main character, like, you know, popular character members. And main character, from crewmates to like, you know, like even Germa to even, you could be Ivankov.
Yeah.
Like, what is the drag queen guy with like, oh man, he's like, you could be anyone, like even from like, from the Marines, like all the different people. It's just so cool because then you plow through like tons, like, I mean tons of enemies, and you're like doing all the cool special skills and abilities you've grown to learn and love from One Piece. From if you watch or read it. And it's just like so much action and
it's so chaotic.
Haley gets really overwhelmed sometimes because you have to do specific missions too. Not just like run around and kill stuff, which is what I let her do sometimes while I actually do the actual missions.
Because you have to like, just
save certain people
or
like you have to attack certain people.
I always get confused on where to go on the map because I never know where I am.
Yeah, because you're not used to this type of game too. So it's like,
he's telling me to go one direction and then I'm like off in another corner.
Go left.
Where are you?
She's like, you see what she's wearing? She's the real life Zoro. Like in this game, she has no idea. It's like literally while I'm fighting stuff, I will stop and like I'll just let my hands move and attack stuff while I look at where she is and I direct her. Okay, go left. Oh no, wait, turn other way.
I don't go know. Up. I'm these, so like, bad with
yeah directions. And it's really cool though because it's not like, okay, so first off it is like hack and slash, but you follow the actual like storylines and arcs,
right, you're going
from One
arcs.
Piece. You start from like the beginning, like, you know, when you meet Zoro and you progress
and then you pick up
every
different
arc
characters,
like Sky
right?
Island. Then you start slowly picking up different characters, and there's all these, you know how it usually is when it comes to these games, different game modes, like an arcade mode, the story mode. Mm-hmm. Then you have like special like modes where like it's like challenge modes. You have to do special challenges to unlock, you know, more.
It gets hard though.
It does get kind of difficult. And it's like it gets
hard.
Crazy though, because like I like it's probably runs better on like consoles like the PS4 or I don't know if they have it on PS5. Mm-hmm. But you know, on the compared to the Switch, because the Switch compared to them isn't like doesn't run as well because of all the sprites. There's so many enemies. It's insane. I think there's more sprites like on the PS4 and Xbox versions compared to the Switch, but we play Switch as always. But it's just so much fun. Like, isn't it cool though? Like being able to like, you could be Luffy.
Like,
you do all like, you do all his attacks from the show. Like, it's like pistol. You do, like, you could even go into like his gear fourth mode. And it's just so cool that like, you could be Law. You could go do his rooms and all the different
shambles.
But you could also be like on the other side. You could be Aokiji. You do his ice attacks. Haley's favorite is, No, it's not your. Do you know who I was gonna say?
I
the Magma Man.
I even forgot his name.
You could be Blackbeard, your other favorite.
I don't like him.
But yeah, you could be like, I'm just that's definitely not her favorite. Her favorite is Luffy. Yeah. Like down to it. Mine's Zoro. I love Zoro, and I like a lot of the other characters. I like Garp.
Actually, like as from a One character, Piece, it's so hard to choose.
There's
like,
so many.
They have such good characters. Like, I obviously really like Luffy the best, but then I like Law, I like Zoro, I like Sanji.
Even the side characters. I love, like, the female ones. Like, Robin's my favorite because she's also really funny, too.
Yeah.
And then, like, obviously when they introduce Sanji's sister.
Oh, Reiju. She's so cute.
So, there's just so many characters if you watch One Piece, and they have a lot of them playable, like, in this game. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very cool.
It's fun to play with a lot of people.
Yeah, like really the madness. It's for Haley, it's overwhelming. For like people who love like a lot of action
stressed.
And
I'm like, sweating
nonstop action. It's like, oh man, you could be Ace, you could be Sabo, and Ace. You're like going crazy, like doing all their crazy attacks. Yeah. Oh, and you're just like taking out hundreds, Like, it's literally hundreds and hundreds
of blowing all those people away. And there's, like, of course, super moves and stuff.
Yeah, and you could be, like I said, the villains too. You could be Dogtooth. Remember? With his mochi fruit. He's,
oh, that's right.
He's overpowered in this game. Yeah, you could be Big Mom. You could be Kaido. It goes all the way up to, what's the most recent arc we're at
Wano?
Right now? Yeah, it's up to Wano because this is the newest one. Because all the old ones, it goes up to the arc that the game was released in. But you get to play and go through every arc also, which is really cool. So you'll highly recommend it if you're a One Piece fan. And if you like hack and slash games, it's even better because you hack and slash through hundreds and hundreds of mobs. So check it out. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4. So Pirate Warriors is their Dynasty Warriors series, but it's all One Piece. So much fun. And with that said, time to get into anime. And the anime we're talking about, if you can see here, we have a statue of C2. It's Code Geass. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar or heard of it. It's by Bandai and Sunrise. It's cool because Code Geass came out a while back already, but for its time it was so good.
Yeah, the animation, the graphics,
like, even holds up to even right now. And it's really cool and unique because Code Geass didn't have a manga, so it was just anime episodes coming out and with no manga, you know, behind it. So, which is kind of a little uncommon because usually, you know, there's
the manga first.
The anime, a lot of animes have like mangas that it's like written about or written after following. But this case, no. Code Geass was just anime episodes. I remember me and one of my friends, Mark, we were like amazed and surprised when this,
because
we followed it when it came out.
You won't even be able to know what happens because there's no manga.
Yeah, you wouldn't know what's going to happen. You can't read ahead. But it's just like the action. It's like sci-fi action, mecha, mind game.
Yeah.
Like all these different genres. They were able, like, you'd think that it's too overwhelming. And like, there's like, how can you put this? Like, is this even slice of life? Because there's some episodes where it's kind of more lighthearted. Yeah. It has everything. It's kind of insane that they were able to pack all this into one anime series. Mm. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked really, really well. They had a season 2. Mm-hmm. Then they had a movie that followed it. We watched it in the theaters over here. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's older. Code Geass is a lot older. The premise of it is like different because it's so hard to explain. A lot of stuff is going on. There's the mecha. And like I said, there's like a supernatural. There's like a war kind of going on, right? There's like a little, like a war. So like Britannia is like taking over, like kind of is like governing and taking over like a lot of the countries, and like including Japan. Mm-hmm. And then there's a special power that this one girl gives to the main character, and it's called a Geass. That's why it's Code Geass. Mm-hmm. And his ability is to be able to make people do whatever he wants once. I think he can't Geass them twice.
Yeah,
but like he's very smart. Like he's if Death Note and like that kind of series, like he like uses his mind and like really thinks and is able to manipulate people in a good, like for his, like what he wants to do, which is to kind of fight off this evil, like Britannia, like what, like a nation or the governing body, which is actually like one of the things is that he's from that originally, like he was from that like bloodline or that type of that faction before, but he saw like how they handle things and what they do, so he was like against it, and now he has this ability because he thought he felt powerless, like he couldn't really do anything about what's going on. But after he got this power, when he saved this one girl or found this one girl, which is C2 with the green hair, then Lelouch, who's the protagonist, after he got it was game over because he was able to like plan and do all this crazy stuff. It's so cool. I would just say check it out. And then, you know, there's violence and there's mecha. Like, yeah, cause I mean, like, there's like, you know, like in the first episode, like someone gets shot in the head. And you'll see, like, but it's crazy what happens after that. And it's just so much. It's hard to explain it. Trying my best to think of like, how would I describe Code Geass if someone asked? I would just say check it out.
Yeah. Just watch like a trailer or something, if anything.
it'll probably confuse you more because you're like, what the heck?
But then you get to kind of see like the characters it might pique your interest. Cool it is. Yeah.
It's really, really cool. I had Haley watch it. She said she liked it too. Mm-hmm. So definitely check it out. Code Geass is one I would definitely recommend. It's been out for a while. I think it's on a lot of different streaming services already mm-hmm. too. And yeah, watch the first couple episodes. If you're not hooked by then you and I can't be friends. I'm sorry. I mean, because I love Bandai and I love like Mecha and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I love psychological, like all these kind of like smart strategy, smart characters. He's Lush, smart character.
He's cute.
He gets a checkbox on mine. Oh, of course, for Haley. Well, C2's cute too.
Well, yeah, she's pretty.
She eats Pizza Hut.
Yeah, she's so cute. That's all she wants to order is pizza.
Is pizza all the time. Yeah, but like I said, it hits so many genres. It's kind of like crazy to think about now that I look back at it. And that's why I think it was so interesting to me and like my Mark and like, you know, whoever watched it too. Yeah. There's a reason why it has a big following.
Yeah.
Like a big cult following and a lot of fans. Mm-hmm. So Code Geass, check it out. Mm-hmm. So good. And with that said, you know what that means.
It's the end.
It's the end. So
closing time.
Thank you. Closing time. Whatever the lyrics are. So thank you again for joining us like always. You know, wherever you are on the globe, sitting down, laying down, standing up, in the car, wherever you listen or watching, thank you for joining. And we'll see you in the next episode. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.